Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rebel Room. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer here midweek, and the dust has settled a little bit from UNLV's third consecutive loss to open the 2010 season in the Bobby Houck era. A 30-7, pretty lopsided loss up at Idaho over the weekend. And Ray, let's just jump right into it. 3 weeks in, there's the little victories every week, but boy, it's getting harder and harder to really give them a lot of merit.
Yeah, it felt like a step back last Saturday against Idaho, especially the way they played in the first half. The offensive numbers, Ryan, you were at the game, just so disappointing for UNLV. Omar Clayton only completes three passes. The ground game can't get anything going. It looked like a team that, you didn't expect to see. They showed little signs of hope against Wisconsin and against Utah, and you thought, well, here's a team that maybe could be turning the corner. Then, they probably hit the wall against Idaho.
Yeah, and, it's – you talked about the offense. That's been the biggest struggle for them. Defensively, look, they got pushed around somewhat, but Idaho, I think going into it, a lot of us expected to see a team that – or a game that – was going to be close, but was going to be high scoring on both sides. I mean, the over-under set in the Vegas books was, 57, 58 points, and I think we all expected it to be hovering right around that number, but really only one team got the ball moving. And, for UNLV, it really, a lot of it comes down to the offensive line because they're having trouble protecting their quarterbacks and they're having trouble getting the ground game going. Through three games with this new commitment to the run, 91 rushing yards a game, and they're averaging 2.6 yards per carry, and it's that's not going
to
cut it.
But how much of that could you credit to the defense they're running against? I mean, Wisconsin's front was as good as it gets. Utah's front's pretty impressive, and then Idaho, I think we just scratched as a game where UNLV probably just didn't come to play.
See, but you can't be making excuses here.
I am making excuses. You're right.
See, I caught you.
You caught me. I mean, it was embarrassing. You can't play like that and expect to win. Everybody expected better from this new edition of the UNLV football team. There was so much optimism. Bobby Houck was 80-17 before he got here. He lost like one league game in the last 3 years, and folks. 0-3, I'm sure folks expected that, but the way they played against Idaho, people didn't expect.
Yeah.
They expected to be competitive. They expected it to come down to the wire.
And even if it was a loss that was like a 33-30 game, I think a lot of people would have accepted that.
Yeah, and now, they've got New Mexico this week, a game nobody really cares about. They got to win. New Mexico's the worst team in college football, and UNLV probably not far behind them, which – I think is a little bit of a shock. I know when we talked before the season, when we had our podcast, we were optimistic. We thought maybe, I mean, you included, that they'd win 4 or 5 games. Now, I think you got to change that number to maybe 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to get the New Mexico game this Saturday to hit the 2.
Well, this is an absolute must win. We might as well just shift forward. Taking a look at New Mexico, you think UNLV's schedule has been tough so far. Three teams that are going to be in high-level bowl games. They lost to Oregon, Texas Tech, and Utah. Three teams that between them might lose about 6 games this year. But the numbers are what they are, and when you talk about defensive struggle, nobody's having it like New Mexico, giving up a nation's worst, brace for it, 60 points per game. So what is acceptable for UNLV this weekend? I mean, how much do they have to score for people not to kind of calm down a little bit?
I mean, I would think that they'd win 30-14. Would that be an acceptable win?
It'd be a win.
I mean,
I think that'd be pretty acceptable.
New Mexico gave up 72 against Oregon. New Mexico's clearly not a good team. They're poorly coached. They don't have good players, and they're on the road. It seems like a formula for UNLV to maybe gain some confidence, and I think that's what UNLV needs, is they need a confidence builder. And this is obviously a great time to get it. Mm-hmm. Build some confidence in yourself. I know that after that Idaho game, they've got to be doubting themselves a little bit. They got to look in the mirror and say, what am I thinking?
It's funny, Bobby Houck was asked about the team's confidence yesterday at his press conference and said that, his isn't wavering, and he knows that the leaders on his team's confidence isn't wavering. And I think right now this season is kind of shifting into full-on rebuilding mode. look at the young guys that are playing. You had Caleb Herring come in for a half, essentially, on Saturday. You know, look at the young guys who are playing in the backfield. Tim Cornett's getting some action. Marcus Sullivan at receiver. You're getting a lot of young guys on the defensive side of the ball. But, I mean, you know, if you're a UNLV fan, is this what you want to be seeing now? Do you want to see the upperclassmen who might be struggling, or do you want to see the young guys in there taking the lumps?
I mean, if you're going to take your lumps, you know, might as well take it with your freshman quarterback instead of your senior quarterback. I mean, if you're truly in rebuilding mode, and if people could stay positive and optimistic knowing that, you know, 2 years down the road, you know, when Herring's a junior, he'll have all this experience, and, you know, the schedule's lighter, and maybe it's a better fate. I think the thing is the schedule is just so hard this year. No matter what team you had and what coaches you had, they weren't going to be successful. If it was a little – if you know, the New Mexico game was first, like it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago in Mike Sanford's first year, and UNLV got a nice big win, then there'd be all this optimism surrounded by the program. And then they had Wisconsin close at halftime, and things would be so much different. But now they've lost three games. It got ugly there. You know, even if they were competitive against Idaho, people would still be positive about it. But I've always been, you know, is the season lost? Maybe. If it's lost, might as well try to go out and let your young guys get their feet wet.
Well, let's look at this New Mexico game some more. What's going to make you think that this season isn't completely lost? What would it take on the offensive side of the ball, let's start with, to maybe restore, as an observer, some confidence that this team can be competitive the rest of the way?
I would say just consistently moving the ball, whether that's through the air or on the ground. The one thing UNLV hasn't been able to do is find its rhythm offensively. New Mexico, you know, the worst defensive team in the nation, so UNLV needs to get something going. They need to pick up some first downs. They need to move the chains. They need to put some points on the scoreboard. They need to get a rushing, you know, guy to get over 100 yards. They need to, you know, fill up the stat sheet a little bit and show that, you know, that they do have some kind of grasp on the offense. It's like they're playing a JV team this week, so they definitely need to have some rhythm, you know, some consistent movement offensively. I mean, what about for you? What is it going to take for you to say, hey, this season might not be a loss?
Well, I want to see Omar Clayton get back on track. I mean, this is a guy who, he hasn't had the help of a ground game. He's the team's leading rusher through three games with 77 yards. You know, he's completing 44.3% of his passes, which is down from his career averages in the last 2 years of about 60%, which is very good. You know, 60% is kind of the mean to judge whether or not you're a solid Division I quarterback. And that, in that shotgun spread, he was able to do it. He's having trouble getting time to throw. And that's what I really want to see now. I think everything's going to improve if the offensive line improves. And, you know, you got some guys up there who are really struggling right now. Evan Marshall had a rough game at right tackle on Saturday. You know, you can be a little more solid up there. You're able to run the ball. You're able to give your quarterback some time. Phillip Payne can get the ball in his hands. Really, a lot of the struggle centers around the offensive line. I mean, you watched the game on Saturday. The blitzes that Idaho threw at them, I mean, it was amazing. It never stopped.
Yeah, it was nonstop. And football, so much of football is how do you do on the line of scrimmage. And, you know, the offensive line has struggled virtually in every game. And then defensively, they've got like four first-year players in the regular rotation. And I think a bigger picture is, what's the talent level for the UNLV football program? Well, the guy who started the season at quarterback could be starting at safety against New Mexico. Mm-hmm. What's that tell you about the talent level?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they've recruited better. The recruiting class this year, considering they had a month to piece it together, wasn't bad. But it's just a matter of upgrading the talent, and obviously that starts up front. I mean, the offensive line is, even though the coach likes, you know, those big guys that will scare you when you get off the bus, it's very small and unathletic.
Mm-hmm. And they've got some young guys waiting in the wings that they're just trying. They're trying so. I mean, they're the guys that are that you're seeing them on the two deep. But they're not playing because they're doing as much as they can to try to hold these guys back and not have to burn the redshirt years. But if it gets to a point, they might not have an option.
Yeah, and, you know, for the sake of the program, if you – because, you know, Bobby Hauck has got a 3-year contract. So we're thinking year three is when he's going to have this, you know, program kind of turned around a little bit, some talent that he's recruited in big key spots. So do you want to waste somebody for a few games this year?
Yeah.
Or do you want to kind of hold them on and then, you know, by year three be rocking and rolling?
And that's why a good performance against New Mexico is key, so that you can maybe put off having to make some of those decisions for at least a few weeks and maybe even not having to make them at all.
Yeah, and this is the debate every college program has. You know, we have this stud freshman. Do we play him now or do we let him develop a little more? And, I mean, we're talking about the Cameron Jefferson kid.
Yeah.
You know, the kid is physically well-built. He's just, you know, he was a basketball player in high school. Mm-hmm. He's just getting used to football, and we think he's got the body and the coaches like him to where he's going to be a leader.
He's their left tackle of the future.
But do we want to put him in there right now? And maybe because he's not quite ready for college football, maybe it hurt his confidence a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. I think it's something else you have to consider.
Yeah. Well, let's get some predictions going. UNLV's favored by 10, go figure. Let's not just predict the game. Are they covering that number?
I would have to think so. I mean, I had Oregon, I'm going to brag, in the first week when they, you know, doubled the spread against New Mexico. And, I mean, New Mexico just gives up points like it's bleeding. And I think UNLV wins convincingly. I think this is like a double-digit 20-point win. Get back to campus and go to the Sigma Chi house and have a few beers. Let's party for once.
Wow. Well, I'm going to say, if you were forcing me to put money on this one, I think I'd have to take the Rebels. I think they should take care of the spread. But like I said, I think whether this game is a success or not is going to be judged on how the offense looks. You know, the defense has shown enough fight in the first 3 weeks that I think they're kind of getting a little bit of a pass, which I think they kind of deserve. But the offense has to look better than it has the first 3 weeks.
Okay, UNLV, Ryan Green, they're 0-3. They play New Mexico this weekend at home. How many fans are there? Over, under 16.5?
Under.
Under. I set that way too high. How many folks are going to be there? Are people losing interest in this team?
I think people are about to start to, and if UNLV doesn't win this game or at least look good, I think the interest is going to be waning for the final 9 games.
Yeah, and I saw, you know, the UNLV super fan today had a Facebook post saying, you know, October 15th, basketball season. So folks are kind of already, you know, they're hungry for a winner, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, people in this city are hungry for a winner. I know we got UNR on the horizon. They just want a team that's going to win football or basketball. Football's not doing it. They're all ready to lace it up and get into the MAC and get the sweaters on to walk in the car.
Can you blame it?
Probably not.
Well, for Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. This has been the Rebel Room. We will talk to you after the game Saturday night. Look forward to it. Until then, take care.